we'll call it tradition and allow us to slip into summer. I think we hit summer right now, right at 11:50. I think as we're on, I think we will officially hit summer. So, as we do this, we celebrate by having Jane's Ice Cream join us on the air to share their signature product. Jane's Ice Cream was founded by sisters Amy and Jane Keller and Bob Guidobaldi. They are all in our studio this morning. Over the past three decades, Jane's Ice Cream has grown from its beginnings as a streetside lunch spot in Phoenicia, New York, into a regional ice cream powerhouse. Jane supplies the tri-state area, Massachusetts, and some of New York City's most posh hotels and restaurants. Jane Keller is here. Amy Keller is here. Bob Guidobaldi is here to tell us how business has been this year and, of course, to allow us to taste some of their fantastic flavors. How are you all?
Very well.
Just fine, Joe. Thank you.
Working on it, yes.
Happy the sun is out.
Well, look at you. You look like you've dropped out of a Lucy skit.
Because ice cream is fun, and we bring humor. I brought a picture of my dad to show you.
Okay. This all works on the radio. Go ahead.
He originated the culinary psychiatrist role. He claimed to help people with their dessert problems.
Okay.
Joe is looking at a photo of our dad with a giant stethoscope and a huge ice cream sundae. The ice cream sundae is 6 feet tall. And he's actually checking the heartbeat on the ice cream sundae.
All right. And this is your dad's name was?
Harold.
Harold?
Yeah.
Harold Keller.
Yep.
Dr. Harold Keller.
That's what he called himself.
Yeah, Dr. Wow. Harold Keller.
Yeah.
And this is in New York City. This was taken,
it
obviously.
Is. Yep.
And this is a big giant ice cream sundae. So, and he has a big giant stethoscope in his ears, which you have around your neck.
Yes. You know, because my grandfather started the company at the turn of the century, and my dad took it over.
Yes, and by the time our dad took over the company, he had created this signature product that was very much more high level than the normal run of the mill Fox's You Bet. He was making chocolate syrup with a lot of chocolate in it. So he needed a gimmick, and part of his gimmick for sales, so that people would buy his product, was becoming the culinary psychiatrist.
The product cost a little more money, and he was generating. He was a very clever guy. So,
you're continuing the tradition.
I am. You know, Instagram inspired me. We had to get onto social media a little bit more, I would say, aggressively.
Yeah.
So I inherited the role, and you can check our Instagram because we go around the neighborhood with my shtick, and take a look at Instagram. It's
okay. So you're now the culinary psychologist.
Yes.
Yes. This is our legacy.
All right.
I'm the yes.
Bob, how do you feel about this? Are you all right with this, or are you just sitting there making ice cream?
As long as she keeps that stethoscope away from me.
His heart rate is excellent.
All right. Well, all right.
So is his cholesterol.
Well, good for you. no coughing. Now, let's go with the ice cream. We have a lot here. You have indulged us with many lovely flavors. So what do we need to know? Some of these are great. Some of these are fantastic.
And some of these are mistakes.
A little odd.
I brought a mistake.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, every year, we must have 75 flavors, right? And every year, our customers are saying, what's new, what's new, what's new?
Yeah.
And
that's one of the questions I have for you. What's new, what's new, what's new?
It's funny. The people I meet on the street are very loyal to their flavor.
Yes.
You know, a cappuccino Kahlua person doesn't often stray.
No.
Or a killer chocolate person.
You don't find them like in the black raspberry column.
That's correct.
Right. Okay.
And it's an incredible thing. But we do every year come up with something new. So this year,
all right.
A lot of the new flavors are based on what we love. And I love sesame seeds. I do. I put sesame seeds on vanilla ice cream, and then I thought, why not mix a little bit of honey and tahini, put on the sesame seeds. Try this.
Okay.
It's called Sesame Necessity. Thank you.
I like the name.
Thank you, Karen. The names.
Now I see. Is this vanilla based?
It's a sweet cream based.
Sweet cream based. Ooh, even better. And what's the stuff? What's
the stuff is tahini with honey.
Oh, that's tahini with honey.
And
sesame, then the sesame seeds
are mixed through it.
Yeah.
Now, I am very enthusiastic about this flavor, and I know it won't, you know, go to the top of the charts, but everybody likes to have, if you have 16 flavors, everybody likes to change them up. What do you think, Joe? You're making a face. Go to the German chocolate cake.
It's not my favorite either, Joe.
Yeah,
but,
is it? Yeah.
It comes from our.
Middle Eastern,
that's right.
Roots.
Middle Eastern. We were raised on halva. So it's, you know, this is like soul food for us.
This would be great for Mamun's falafel.
Right.
Yeah. To have as a dessert at his place.
Yeah. You know, are we moving on?
Yeah.
All right.
It tastes a little chalky to me. Is that?
That's halva is chalky.
Okay.
Absolutely. You love it or you hate it. We love it. Next.
I don't know that I mind the sesame seeds as much.
We're taking that out of your hands.
Spending too much time on that.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
All right.
Here we go.
So, Savvy Girl Brownies makes a gluten-free brownie that's quite awesome, and we created a flavor. It's a coconut, because coconut is very popular.
I love coconut. Coconut's one. That's one
this
of my.
This is going to be your flavor.
That's my flavor.
Dig
okay.
in here. It's milk, milk chocolate with
get a
caramel.
Because the other one was sullied
right.
with that other stuff. Okay.
Milk chocolate, caramel swirl.
Yeah.
Incredible chocolate brownies and coconut, desiccated coconut. There's a brownie
that's
right
great.
There. You love it?
No, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, what did you say? This is what is this? This is
we're using a local brownie that's gluten free.
Yep. Gluten free.
Yeah. You know, it's
ice cream is gluten free.
Mm.
Yeah, unless it has cookies or
bread.
Other brownies
right.
or pretzels or
bread.
Bread.
Now, I would say
French toast.
Under
cream.
Normal cases, I wouldn't care as much for a gluten free brownie. But in here, it works great.
You know what? It is. It's
yeah.
incredibly moist. And
it is.
It does what, you know, you have to be careful what you put in ice cream because you don't want to bite down on a rock hard something and break a tooth. So this has give to it.
Yes. German chocolate cake. That is lovely.
It is, right? Let me tell you about one of our new and exciting ventures. We're partnering with Mohawk.
When does Bob get to talk?
Yeah. Is that
every year?
She from time to time leaves me an opening.
All right, okay. You're on standby though, right?
I'm on
all
standby.
I think,
I'm going to be here when needed.
Bob, when you get ready for Bob, just point to him. He's ready to go.
It's the crew.
All right,
it's the crew. Yeah, I get to compliment our crew. They are
watching.
These are the ice cream makers.
The ice cream makers, and. All the side work that has to be done, and they step up.
Abraham, Jose, Miguel, Andy, Leanne, thank you, drivers.
Excellent.
Thank
now,
you
now
all.
This one says German chocolate cake. Is this a
I
different
think it was
German
a double.
All right,
it was a double.
We'll put that one over there, then that'll be in the yeah. Oh, you're saying hi.
I'm saying hi.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Joe, excuse me. Hi, Sarah Lopez. I know you're listening. See that?
Someone
we had to say hello to.
The most adorable little girl that I promised.
All right.
That's all right.
And I apologize for swearing.
Let me get back to Mohonk real quick. Mohonk decided.
Were we ever at Mohonk?
Yeah, like before you said that thing about
okay.
Bob.
Okay, all right.
Mohonk called us because they wanted to celebrate their 150th anniversary with a local product.
Yes.
They wanted a flavor that was made just for them, which we did. It's called Mohonk Mountain Crunch. It's vanilla ice cream with caramel fudge and salty with a chocolate covered pretzel. Oh, Jane, go for it! And they decided that they would like to. We're going to launch a sweepstakes on July 4th, where Jane's customers will be able to enter a chance to win a free 2-night stay at Mohonk, if they go to the scoop shop that has this flavor, and. They don't even have to eat the flavor. You go online, you register for the sweepstakes, and it's a lovely.
Right, we
thing
can't
that,
talk about all sweepstakes,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Good.
But, but
next,
but just tell them they can, there's a cool thing going on, and then go to your website and they
okay.
can find
go to Mohonk's website.
Yeah, okay,
oh,
all
wonderful.
Right.
Skip
very
that.
Good. We want to keep our license. All right, go ahead.
Jane, you want to talk about the library?
Oh, do we miss the ice cream?
No, we're still on the ice cream aim.
Oh, good.
You know.
No. So did you have the Mohonk?
This is the Mohonk.
No, you have to
taste
the Mohonk.
Oh, no, I thought you were
that,
eating
no,
it.
No, I was
doing
German
chocolate
cake.
That, by the way,
German
Joe, we got to create this flavor for them in a contest. They ran a contest for their 150th year anniversary.
Okay, now what's in this again, Bob?
It, Vanilla?
Yeah.
The vanilla, this is the Mohawk Mountain Crunch?
Yeah, or Amy, go ahead.
Mohawk Mountain Crunch, go ahead, Amy.
Fudge, caramel, chocolate-covered pretzels in a vanilla base. And I see that this was, you know, there's a pretzel. There's one little pretzel.
I got a pretzel there.
Yeah, but well, you know what? Sometimes when you do these individuals.
The stuff, shapes and stuff?
These are Dixie cups, right? We need more stuff in this one.
No, we're good.
Yeah, you think?
I like that.
That
all right.
Is
that's
delicious.
Very good.
All
right. Okay. All right.
Yay, Mohonk.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So happy anniversary to Mohonk. Very nice.
Thank you. If you had your choice between vanilla raspberry and chocolate raspberry, what would you take?
Well, I'm used to vanilla raspberry, I guess. I'd probably take chocolate raspberry.
So here's both.
I love that.
And the problem is that...
How could there be a problem?
The problem is all the flavors in the world. How do you do that? I mean, every single time you put something new in the ice cream, it's a new flavor, and it's hard to inventory like 150 flavors. But one of the things that we can do, since we have a small batch anyway, and we run such small batch that we're able to do custom flavors for certain companies if they want to take the whole batch. Yes, Joe?
You got a winner here. This is great.
It is great.
This chocolate raspberry is amazing. Mm. And you know personally why I love it?
Why?
You left the seeds in.
Yes.
That's right. I was going to ask you about the crunch.
I like the crunch.
You. Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's better. I like it better than that sesame stuff.
And the crunch comes.
Call it stuff if you have to.
Man, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I was thinking last night? I was thinking that what I'd love to do, and this is a production nightmare, by the way, so we're not doing it, but I would love to put vanilla raspberry alongside chocolate raspberry.
Ooh, the
integrate,
two together.
And also to say that we are united in this world.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
I was thinking it would be like
very nice.
You know, and to say
peace
nothing.
Through ice cream.
That's right. Yes. And to say nothing of the pride ice cream
all right.
that we were going to do.
But you didn't do it?
Spirulina, turmeric, beet powder.
Wow.
We got all the colors of the rainbow for what?
Well, no, I think you have all the colors in the rainbow, which is great, but then you have probably a crappy taste, right?
No, no, it doesn't change the taste, honestly. The beet powder, you hardly taste it. And
right.
not only that, listen, when Pride Month is over, we can call it to die for and sell it to Bethel Woods, like tie-dyed ice cream.
Oh, great.
So I thought it could, like, to die.
Right,
I thought it could
thinking.
Have two.
Well, the vanilla raspberry is lovely. The chocolate raspberry is lovely. I think you're right. You put a couple scoops of each into a waffle cone. Man, you got it.
And it's integration.
And that's great.
No, it's world peace.
Yeah,
world peace.
And United
right.
States peace.
I like that. Okay. How about, do you
what
like,
do we have, 5 minutes? 5 minutes and
5 minutes to
six
talk about,
ice creams.
Ask Jane about the libraries.
Okay. Hey, Jane, let me ask you about the libraries.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on. Miraculously, they haven't pulled the plug yet. It's coming at any moment, but shockingly, we're still
on the
air.
Who's the boss here?
We got a call from the Red Hook Library.
Excellent.
They're doing a program there this summer for 8 to 10-year-olds about science careers that can be fun.
Yeah.
And science careers in the Hudson Valley. So ice cream, clearly scientific, is... It is a great career for a kid, and I'm going there, and we're going to have a symposium.
Okay, and that library is?
Red Hook.
Red Hook Library, and
July 2nd.
The symposium. And science, of course, this is scientific, isn't it?
Yes.
This making of the ice cream is scientific.
Yes, so that's just something we're doing. It's not actually open to the public, I'm sorry.
Call the Red Hook Library. They might actually be overwhelmed, but try that.
Okay.
And we're in. We love
Next
reading.
Ice cream.
Welcome to my
world,
Joe.
Oh yes, we wanted to say that we're readers. Yes.
We're readers. Yes.
Well, good. Well, I'm all for helping out the libraries.
I
Are
know.
You going to give the kids ice cream?
Absolutely.
Yes. Excellent. All right, there you go.
And they're going to make ice cream.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
All right. So I think this was my favorite from last time. This is the coconut almond joy.
It's in the top four.
Yeah. All right.
That's for sure.
What's
top four?
What are the top four?
Killer chocolate, cappuccino Kahlua Calypso, coconut almond joy, and you know...
Salty caramel pretzel?
Yeah, but you know, vanilla.
Vanilla
is still... Is still the classic. And
I've said that this before, but... You know, that's sort of that's your test product, right? You check the chocolate, you check the vanilla and see what they're, and if that's good, then you know you got a good ice cream.
Yeah, you got a good company. It's true.
So, you know, something we were just talking about is that because we have the audience at our feet right now, people who have ice cream ideas and ice cream name ideas, really, please get in touch with us. We're always looking for input.
Excellent. Always have ideas. What?
Guess what?
We have 2 minutes. What do you got?
Shoot. I forgot to bring Instagram with me. Graham. Instagram is the new flavor. It's
Instagram.
Yeah. It's
graham crackers, I assume.
It is. It's a variegate made from graham crackers that we put in vanilla or chocolate ice cream with chocolate chips. And we had a million great names for it. Graham Central Station.
There's no way we're going to make 51, all right?
So Martha Graham.
Just let me know when I have to get out, all right? Thank you. Go ahead.
Anyway, it's a wonderful flavor. It's gotten we just released it, actually.
Mm.
And
Amy, there's more to keep opening the plate. You have to keep
opening. Well, Joe can never
get
through all the ice cream that we bring him.
Maple walnut is great.
Classic.
Yeah,
right?
Classic. Very, very walnut. Now, I heard, tell me if I'm right here on this, Bob, that one of the things that is difficult in making a very good ice cream with nuts, whether it be a butter pecan, whether it be a maple walnut, is to keep it not gritty.
That's true. And, you know, we freeze the nuts, and as they go in, you don't get the grit from it.
Mm.
And I think that's the only reason I have for not having that grittiness transfer.
Wow. And bigger pieces.
Frozen nuts.
And bigger pieces.
Frozen nuts, yeah. That's right.
And how you incorporate them in the ice cream is important.
When you put them in?
Yes, we put them in by hand.
Oh, well, that's cool.
It is, because the machine crushes them up.
Now, so when they swirl around, then they get crushed out.
Yeah.
All right.
Malted is another new flavor this year.
Malted?
Vaulted.
Vaulted.
V-A-U-L-T-E-D.
M-A-L-T-E-D.
You got it.
Yeah. All right, and that is, what's that?
We actually made malted sweet cream ice cream.
I love malt.
I do too.
We do too.
Oh, love a malted. Yeah. And it's make me a malted. That was like,
funny.
Hey, you're a malted. And it has crushed malt balls in it. And it's
chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate and malt balls. So that was another flavor name that I put out there, and I think Karen came up with that one too. Karen came up with Sesame Necessity and Vaulted Malted. We have a good naming crew.
Vaulted Malted is a little strange.
You don't like the name? We voted on it. Hell.
Yeah.
Hell.
All right.
It's a done deal.
Good.
Okay. Now, here again, people are hearing about these flavors. They're hearing about the trends in ice cream. We're letting people know, which I love. But for people who want to find your ice cream, what's the easiest way to do that?
Go online.
JanesIceCream.com. And you have all the locations, all the places that scoop and serve your ice cream.
And write to us, because we are incredibly accommodating. No kidding. This guy called me.
I just wanted to say one other thing, and that is that the reason that we talk about our dad is because our real legacy from him is flavor. Flavor intensity. And that's really our signature. That's why we're still here after 30 years.
He used to say, I don't want the strawberries calling long distance one to another in the ice cream. They got to be a lot of strawberries in there.
Oh, I like that. They don't want to be calling long distance. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, how long has your father been gone?
5 years.
3 years,
Oh, that's hard. Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that. This is
one of the
mocha.
It's cappuccino with some Kahlua.
Kahlua. But it's very coffee-y.
That's great. Yeah,
like that's not a coffee ice cream. That's good. That puckers
espresso.
You up.
Yeah, that's good. Coffee in there.
Yeah, that's really good.
A lot of followers.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Now let me ask you another question, which is because that's my job. But hold on.
Hard to do your job around
these
girls.
It's a good texture today, huh?
Yeah, no,
we didn't have to break the spoon.
No, you're all great.
No bent spoon.
I think I probably ask you this question every time you're here, but I have to. I always think of it, which is I heard a long time ago that putting any kind of liquor in an ice cream is difficult because it's difficult to make it freeze. Mm. Is that true?
That is very true. It's not difficult to make it freeze. It's difficult for it to hold its freeze.
To keep it,
because it melts.
Melts quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's worth it.
You know, you can get the taste of the liquor. You can put real liquor in there and then put the extracts of the flavor in there, and you will not get
the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both swirls.
Both worlds. Swirls. Yeah, that's a new flavor name, actually. I just came up with it. I'll put it on your website.
the best of both swirls. I like it.
The other fascinating thing is, probably rum raisin would be the most famous liquor
it
flavor,
is the
right?
It is famous.
Yeah.
But it's not the most...
Most popular.
No, anymore. Not anymore. It just fell by the wayside. It's generational now.
It's in the cemetery.
Oh, really? It's
Flavor Cemetery.
Flavor Cemetery?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you can't keep making new flavors and keep every old one.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Well, that hasn't been too long since you, because I remember you brought in rum raisin.
I have brought them in. Yeah, especially for you, Joe. But, you know, we didn't bring your black raspberry. That's your flavor.
I'll tell you, that new one, that vanilla
raspberry. Oh, good.
Is amazing. The chocolate is fantastic. We only have a few moments, and I have two more flavors to get to, which I want to get to. But I also want to thank you all because... you know, the fun drives are the fun drives, and they're always very difficult to get through, and we do it in record time because people are so wonderful and generous. And you all are so generous because you feed our volunteers ice cream, and I just want to say thank you for that. That's really lovely.
Did it go well this year again?
Oh, it's great.
Good.
Man, we put the ice cream out there, and it's just like a swarm of bees.
It's wonderful.
No, it's great. Yeah. It's really,
we'll always
really
be
fantastic.
There for you.
You're very, very sweet, and I just wanted to thank you for that. Okay, I have a mango ice cream.
There are people that like fruit flavors and people that like coffee and chocolate. That's what I find. So
that's terrific.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah. Now, what is the mango lassi?
Yeah, it's a...
What's the lassi part?
It's a drink. It's a yogurt-based drink that you get in Indian restaurants.
Oh, okay.
So we...
Not the dog, Mike. It's not the collie. I thought it was the collie.
Got to look at the spelling.
All right.
And... I think it's a lovely, smooth flavor, and we wanted to create more fruit flavors for those fruit lovers out there.
Now, arguably, I've saved the best for last.
How do you like that?
This is the killer chocolate. This is what you are famous for.
We get mail about this flavor quite a lot.
All right, now what makes it killer?
I think you should tell us.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Da, 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 da. You know, I love having you all here. It's very fun.
It's very tasty. Getting
even though it's
together.
Before lunch. What is today? It's good for Friday, right?
Yeah,
it's good on a Friday.
Yeah. It's good chocolate Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't it always?
Yeah.
It's smooth.
But
silky.
It's different than a normal silky. It's different than a normal chocolate ice cream. It's much richer.
It declares itself.
It certainly declares itself. Now, do you have a typical chocolate, or is this it? Is this the chocolate?
We have a regular chocolate too. Milk chocolate.
That was in the German chocolate cake. It's in Rocky Road, s'mores, chocolate chip. We save the killer chocolate to be straight, no inclusions, and your staff is going to enjoy eating all of these, right?
Oh, I know. The staff is going to love it.
Perfect temperature.
Especially Ray, who has to come in with a bunch of ice cream marks all over the place.
Yeah.
Our time has ended.
Okay, write to us. Call us.
I thank you very much. We got through a lot of ice cream. We got through a lot of information. We know about the libraries. We know about graham crackers. We know about
your dad.
We know about a stethoscope. All's good with the world here. And I thank you very much. You can find out about all the wonderful ice creams by going to janesicecream.com. Janesicecream.com. Jane Keller, Amy Keller, and Bob Guidobaldi all here. Thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much. Be well. Have a beautiful summer. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.